these are things that have been brought in. We think probably more of like the pet trade, that some areas find that this is lucrative. But unfortunately, here in the state of Florida, they are illegal for a couple reasons. One, these guys carry meningitis, so please do not touch them. Two is that they also eat all of our agriculture commodities, so any types of fruits and vegetables, our plants, as well as they eat stucco. So they are on the side of homes and eat stucco. So we made a huge announcement last week, and the way to get rid of these guys is to call our office at the Department of Agriculture. We've got trained professionals that come out that will take them out of the homes, and then we euthanize them. We have sniffing dogs that come out and also try to make sure that we also find them in interesting locations, and they alert us when they found them. But don't touch them yourselves, because, again, that is very dangerous, carries meningitis, and we certainly don't want to continue seeing them spread around our state.
Last week, you had actually put out an announcement to not eat them. Are you serious? Because I saw the pictures of these things. That, please tell me people aren't eating these things. This is disgusting. These things are humongous.
You know, the funny or crazy stuff is that when it first came in, the ones out of Miami 10 years ago, they came in as kind of, voodoo practices. And so people would basically, in voodoo science, medicine, they'd take the bodies out, and then they would, it's just all around gross. But people were asking me, can we just kind of put them in some butter and some garlic? I was like, oh my God, please do not. Eat them. Do not touch them. Just call our office, and we'll be happy to get them removed and to make sure they don't continue to spread.
So it does look like we're pretty close to eradicating those already, since you found them pretty early on. Is that correct?
Well, it takes 2 years that once you found the last one. Yeah, so that's kind of part of the USDA program, that a complete eradication is in when we have not found a single one within a two-year span. So we've already found 1,000 of them. They absolutely reproduce in very quickly, which is why they're so evasive. So we have been able to find them, but as we have been able to put out information, just like on this radio show, why we did our press conference last week, is because the only way to really be able to get in front of this is with the help of our community, for people to report them, for the media to be covering this, so that more and more people are become aware of the situation. Because this is serious. While we're laughing about how gross they are, this is actually a really serious situation.
Yeah.
And we really need everybody's help to get that information to us so we can come, we can find them, we can get rid of them. Because, again, they do carry meningitis. They do eat stucco on homes. And they do eat our agricultural commodities. So this is really important for people to not eat them, not touch them, and to call the Department of Agriculture.
Talking to Florida Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried here on News Radio 92.3. So, Nikki, for a long time I felt that hemp has the potential to be a huge boon for the United States, and the state that leads in hemp growth is going to be in a good position. You've been a long advocate, big advocate, to help things move along with all cannabis products, really. But what is the update on hemp production in Florida, and our panhandle grower farmers getting on board with it?
Yeah, that was one of the real, original reasons why I really wanted to push hemp legalization here in our state. Is I, traveling to the panhandle after Hurricane Michael, saw the destruction of our timber industry, saw so much of just the panhandle in general looking for alternative crops, and across the rest of the state, between our citrus greening, the increasing of devastation of our weather conditions and unfair international trade practices. So the hemp industry was really important as one of those areas to create alternative crops, create a lucrative new green industry as we kind of move forward with the cousin plant, the cannabis plant, that this was an opportunity for so many of our farmers. So we were able to, my first legislative session as commissioner, get this passed, get this legalized, created the rules and regulations, and just in the first year of the program, this is 12,000 new jobs. There's about 25,000 acres under grow, $380 million of economic opportunity. And this really is going to be one of those industries that is going to just boom. It's going to replace our plastics, our styrofoam, better for the environment as it's biodegradable, creating hempcrete instead of concrete, which is more durable in homes, biofuels, to cleaning up even our waterways. It uses less water for the production of it. And this is really going to be an industrial revolution as we kind of see ways to bring new industries into our state, especially in areas that are more rural, and giving people opportunities to have those testing labs and manufacturing facilities, job growth, job development. It is going tremendously well. In fact, we are considered the gold standard across the entire country. We've got commissioners of agriculture that constantly are calling our department, asking for advice, suggestions, including the USDA. The USDA took a lot of our recommendations as they were building out their national program and looking at Florida as leaders. And so this has been a tremendous success for our state and continue to encourage the production of hemp throughout the entire state.
Yeah, from what I understand, our soil is very ripe for growing something like hemp as well. So that's a good one as well. Now, I noticed in your gubernatorial campaign, Nikki, that you've advocated for recreational marijuana. And like a short time after that, Charlie Crist, your opponent, has now started supporting the same thing all of a sudden. So for voters who that's an important issue to, getting recreational marijuana passed, why would you be the better candidate than Charlie Crist?
On cannabis in general or just in general? I mean, look, when it comes to when it comes to the August primary, I'm the only choice for Democrats. First of all, I've been a lifelong Democrat my entire life. I have been supporting positions since I was 17 years old when I first decided to become a Democrat. I have been fighting on even on the cannabis front from my time when I was a PAC public defender, to promoting the industry back in, you know, we first got it into laws here in our state, lobbying up in Washington, D.C. on federal legalization. But at the end of the day, Democrats are looking for somebody who has a proven track record of winning in our state as a Democrat, and the only one between the two of us that have been able to win as a Democrat. Only Democrats have won since Barack Obama did in 2012. And Democrats are looking for a fierce fighter. We are in some really difficult times in our state and our country, where democracy is on the ballot, women's reproductive rights are on the ballot, equality, civil rights, voting rights. And so we are needing an opportunity for a Democrat to get into the trenches and look at the only one who is in the Florida cabinet right now. I've been taking on Ron DeSantis. I have been taking him on and challenging him and winning debate after debate, such so to the point that he stops having cabinet meetings because he doesn't want to give me that time and attention, and I get under his skin. And I wear that with such a badge of honor. But Democrats are looking for somebody who is going to stand up for what we believe in, is going to be a fighter, creates that energy, is winning issues, and has won. And look, Charlie, we tried this. We tried this in 2014. He wasn't able to beat the least popular governor in the country with this Rick Scott. Why would we think that he'd be able to do it this time? We need somebody who is able to cross over. I received a lot of crossover vote in 2018, and Democrats have seen me in action, have seen that spirit, have seen that fight, have seen the energy, and have been able to get a lot of things accomplished. And unfortunately, we can't say the same thing for Charlie.
Nikki, I know you got to get to another appointment. I appreciate you joining me here. But for people who want to follow your gubernatorial campaign, where can they go? What website?
So it's just really easy. It's NikkiFried.com. So that's NikkiFried.com. On the website has not only all of my platform ideas, but all of my accomplishments as commissioner, as well as my past accomplishments as a past public defender, fighting for our foster care children, fighting for homeowners during the foreclosure crisis, also opportunities to sign up and volunteer. And all of the links to my other social media platforms are on there as well. Certainly check us out. We are feeling the momentum on the ground everywhere we go. People are looking for us to take this home in August and create that energy, that momentum, and really take it to Ron DeSantis in November. We're the only game in town to be able to take down Ron. And so hopefully I will get everybody's support and vote in August.
All right, and once again, the Democrat primary is August 23rd, so she goes up against Charlie Crist in the Democrat primary. Nikki, I appreciate you joining us here and giving us an update on some of the agriculture stuff as well, and I will talk to you again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on today.